giving a gift. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today, giving a gift. All of us think that we're great at giving gifts. We think we're wonderful at giving gifts. We give at church, we give our offering, we give our little token offering. And token is what it is, because really, if church meant anything to us, we should give according to what it means to us. And so church doesn't mean very much to us because we don't give very much to the church. We give 10% or less, usually quite a bit less. Okay, so giving. Now, when you go in and bring your mother a present, do you try to have the present be something all wrapped up special, all made beautiful with a lovely card with it and all the other things? How do you present this, the gift to your parent, to your mother? Are you all set to give that gift in all of its finery? Or do you come in with it wrapped in your heart? The American president, he wanted to give a gift to his girlfriend. And the gift was something very special. And she came in the room and he said, "I have a gift for you." And she says, "When do you have time to get me a gift, you know?" And he says, "I have a gift for you." So he picked up his overcoat from a chair, and underneath the overcoat on the chair was a bouquet of flowers, which was not wrapped, which had no paper on the bottom, which had perhaps a string that held it together, but just a bouquet of red and white carnations. And they were just really quite okay, but nothing special. And he gave them to her, and she took them as though they were the most precious treasure on the face of the earth. He said, "When did you have time to go get those flowers for me?" And he says, "I did, you know. I got them for you." Now, how were they wrapped? How were they enclosed? How were they... They were set on a chair with a coat over them, you know. How strange, you know, how very ungracious, but yet they were there. But he was like the little boy who went outside and picked the flowers in his mother's garden and brought them into his mother. He brought these flowers in that he went to the florist shop himself and picked them up himself. It's what they had, you know. And he brought them to her. Now, how do you give a gift? What did he expect her to think when he gave her that gift? He expected her to think, "Oh, the flowers are nice, thank you." He didn't realize that she would realize that it was not an easy thing for him to do. He didn't think it was hard, it was just something had to be done. Because as the president, he does whatever he has to do, and hard or easy, he doesn't think of it. He just thinks it's something he wants to do. He wants to bring peace over in Asia, so he goes over to Asia and talks to the governing officials there and says, "Now let's bring peace." And the governing official says, "Wow, is that serious for you? You come over here in person to see us to talk about it, endangering your life, endangering your country's welfare because you're here." And well, of course we'll have peace. I mean, you did your finest, and he didn't think a thing about it. He just think it had to be done, and he did it. Now, when you give a gift, is a gift something that has to be done and you do it, or is a gift something that your heart says you want to give? Now, when does your heart stop giving? When does your heart stop say that I'm not going to give anymore? When does your heart say that I'm done giving? Well, it should never be there. If it is, you should turn to some other gift. Turn to some other gift. I'm not sending you any flowers anymore. I'm going to send you a little token note. And it's going to say, "You're the sweetest person on earth." And it's going to say, "Boy, I'm glad the day I met you." Not a big, long, holy, but just a sweet, little, sensitive, caring thing. Now, That means more than any money in the world. You could send thousands of dollars, and it wouldn't turn a person on as much as a little note that said, you know, you made my life worthwhile. Wow! God, if we ever heard that from anybody, would we feel good? Anybody, even ourselves.
Yeah.
Even ourselves. So now, what kind of gifts do we give? Do we give gifts that have strings on them, that have tags on them? When a mother gives a gift to her son, and she says, now, son, I'm going to give you this gift, but I want you to be a good boy when you use it. Mm-hmm. You know, well, Mom, keep it. I'll use my old gift. I'll use my old car, not my new one. But, no, you see, always we want to take the strings off of any gift we have. And the strings are on our heart. Not on the gift or not on the sharing, but it's on our heart. We give it. If you'll be a good boy, the mother says, you can go out tonight. If you'll practice, Mom, where do you think I learned how to be a bad boy or a good boy? Right here at home. Now, did you teach me to be a bad boy? Well, of course not. Did you teach me to be a good boy? Yes. Well, Mom, what kind of boy do you think I'm going to be? Sorry, Junior, go and have fun, you know? You know? We sometimes make such a big mistake with our giving. I have many students who give gifts to the university, and they send in token amounts. It's just a small amount. They may earn $100,000 a year, and they send in $5 or $10 now and then, and think, gee, you know, that's a wonderful thing. I'm making a wonderful gift. Or they make $8,000 a year, and they send in $800. And it's still just a token. They should send in the 8,000. You say, well, what would they live on? Well, then they'll encourage them to earn more money. But the thing is, what is a gift? What is a gift? A gift is your entire heart. Gift is geschenkt or present. It doesn't mean poison, as the word has it mean in German. Gift in German means poison. It means something to kill. Well, perhaps that's what gifts do. They kill. Because once you've given the gift, you think you've done all you have to do in your relationship. Once you have given a gift, you think you have done all that ever has to be done. Now, we have a lot of people in the School of the Masters. We had a lot of people here on campus, and each was giving a gift of themselves to the campus. Each was creating a pathway, a meditation program. Each was creating something beautiful here on campus, and they were going to leave it here. They couldn't take it home. These miles of dirt paths they couldn't take home except in their heart. And so, did they give it their best, or did they give it mediocre? Did they get in there with their hands and toenails and dig out that dirt and make it into some beautiful path? Or did they want to have the tractor? Did they want to have some big objects like are here to make in the path? You see, the little boy who brings his mother a bouquet of her flowers from the front of the house, those flowers are more sacred in the little boy's hands than they ever were growing in the front yard. But if the mother cannot see that, then the mother does not know how to receive gifts. She didn't know how to train her son in how to get gifts and receive and give gifts. And this is something we all have to learn. We all have to learn so wonderfully that when we want to give a gift, we give it totally. And we never say we're giving a gift. We don't need any recognition. We don't need any credit for it. We just give it. I have so many people who come along and do beautiful things for me. Really, a lot of people. A lot of people. And they give me so many wonderful things. And a lot of them give me what might be considered junk, you know? And as they give me what might be considered junk, I happily take it. I say, wonderful, fantastic. And then, after I take it with me. If I have no use for it, I give it away or throw it away. I think nothing about it.
Right.
Now, when am I going to think something about it? When am I going to think something about it? Ellen had a big problem here. Ellen received all of my tapes from my years of talks. I had talks that when at the different churches and different organizations for years and years and years and years and years, and somebody got them a little bit wet, and somebody got them a little bit messy and dirty, and the box was sitting out in the sun for a year. And then Ellen says, "There's only one thing we can do." And I said, "Oh, you're going to listen to him?" She said, "No, no." She said, "Deep six them. Dump them." And, "You're going to throw away all my talks from all the time." Oh, and you see, I had to release that. Because those weren't the only tapes that the talks were on. Other people had tapes. And maybe not. Maybe those were the originals, and maybe those were the only. There were no facsimiles. And maybe we threw the whole thing away. Now, have we the time to even listen to the talks that I give every day? No. Do you go back and pay attention to the things that we're doing every day? No, you don't. And I just noticed that when Stefan Stressley was visiting with me when I was in the in my mobile home, he every day would come in and set up my sound equipment, and he had a little apartment nearby, and he'd come over and he'd set up the sound equipment so I could give talks. And I gave these talks on these mini discs, and I gave talks and talks, and sometimes there'd be two, three, four talks. There were talks to this, there were talks on Mr. Candle, there were talks on the Thought for Today, there were talks on every subject. Well, now we've got all that. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to throw them. Because how can we do anything about them? If we have them on our discs, which I don't think we do, if we have them on our archives, then that's fine. But who's going to listen to all those things on the archives? And what is the theme that we teach?
Be yourself and have fun. Live in the now.
We teach living in the now. We teach acting in the now.
Yeah.
Now, am I the same person I was back in the 90s? Am I the same person I was back in the 2000s? You know? I'm totally different every single day, every single moment. And so I may have been better then. I may have been more erudite, more intellectual, more academic. And then other times I'm less academic, more spiritual. Or another time I'm more into storytelling and things like that. So who knows? Who knows? And everyone has their time and their place. And so, when the widow gives her mite to the rabbi for the services that the rabbi is offering to the widow, the rabbi says, "Lady, you have given me the ultimate. You have given me the king's treasure house. Because you have given me all that you have, and I will treasure it forever." Now, how many stories in the Bible talk about gifts of wealth that were given that stand out in your mind like the widow's mite? The widow's mite, because it was given with all of her heart, and once given, it was done. It is all that matters. So learn to do this. Learn to give. Learn to be. Learn to do whoever you are. And when the little boy brings the gift of flowers into his mother, he doesn't say, "Mother, there'll be some more tomorrow, and there'll be some more tomorrow." And the mother says, "Yeah, sure, by the time you get done, I won't have any garden out there for there to be more for." And then you go through the neighbor's yard. And then you go through the florist and wherever. But now is the acceptable time. And always in your giving, say, "I give, and it is done." And the gift has been appreciated and delighted in, but it's over. So now, release it, and never speak a word again about it. And I don't think any of you, Ellen turns over the money from her Social Security and from her husband's death benefits or whatever, and she turns over the money she gets from every place that she gets any money Sylvia turns over her money, all of it, to the university here, to the monastery. Ingeborg turns over hers, and I turn over mine. We all turn over everything that we have to the university, and everything we have is used for the university and its purposes. And we don't think a thing about it. Now, if for any reason the Social Security would stop, if for any reason any form would stop, then we wouldn't say a thing about it. Then we'd just be receptive to other sources, and we would say, that was nice to have it. That was nice it was there. And let it be done. And it's interesting how some people are used to living on $100,000, $200,000 a year, and now they're getting their Social Security of $1,000 a month or $1,200 a year, and that's not that very much, you know. But they learn to readjust, and they learn to live. And are they living because it's fun, or are they living because they have all this opulence? If you live because of opulence, then you better keep that opulent state of mind always. You can. You can. Sabrina lived in a household of people who were quite wealthy, and they continued to be quite wealthy, and they just continued to grow and grow and grow and live in their wealth and enjoy their several tennis courts and their several swimming pools on their property and their beautiful mansion that they lived in. But you see, that was their choice. Now, was there ever an indication in the movie that they might lose it?
No.
Was there ever an indication in the movie that they might stop spending it in the abundance that they did? Was there ever an indication that they were not absolute wealth at all times?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what we can do. And I recommend this to you. Every person who ever gives anything to me receives my blessings 100-fold. And any person who doesn't give anything to me receives my blessings 100-fold. And I will be there for you, whether I have your blessing, or whether I have your money, or whether I have your attention, or whatever. Because once you are in my life, you are seen by me as whole and perfect, the most magnificent being on the face of the earth, and it is done. Yes, learn to be a gift giver, but give without any strings. Because the minute you have strings, then it's hard to stop giving. If there are no strings, then it's very easy to shift around to do what you want to do, and that's perfectly okay. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.
Love you.